Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Must a person wear clothes in public? Should a young man who believes he's a girl use the high school girls' locker room? Should two people of the same sex get married? These are tough issues with lots of disagreement, and here at the Montana Family Foundation, we don't work on the easy questions like should the federal government balance its budget. Everyone supports that. The questions we address are difficult, thorny issues, and it's easy for those to get out of hand or go wrong. Sadly, that's what happened 2 days ago with House Bill 365, an attempt to improve Montana's indecent exposure laws. The bill was inspired in part by last year's naked bike ride through Missoula, where people rode through downtown without any clothes on. Local government said they could not ban the event because the indecent exposure laws were not specific enough. Obviously, on public streets where teenagers and children are present, that's a significant policy issue. The trouble with addressing legislation like this is it's a delicate, awkward subject. Which specific parts of the body have to be covered? How covered is covered enough? These questions are hard to talk about in mixed company, and the conversation can get awkward quickly. So when the bill's sponsor went to present the bill, he succumbed to the obvious temptation to cut the tension with humor. At the end of the hearing, he made a few jokes about men who go shirtless and wear Speedos. In general, the crowd laughed. Then outside the hearing room, he made a joke to a reporter about yoga pants. From then on, it was all downhill. Partisans on the left side of the aisle called out their attack blogs. The old myth about a bunch of old white-haired men who just want to be busybodies about other people having fun was trotted out for the amusement of the young. The bill sponsor suffered a humiliating day of headlines about wanting to ban Speedos and yoga pants. Even some conservatives were snickering about the sponsor's so-called obsession without ever watching the hearing or reading the bill. The bill never once mentioned yoga pants or leggings, and the sponsor never mentioned them in the hearing. Nevertheless, yoga pants were the headline, and the sponsor became the punchline. The bill was tabled in committee, and now it's almost certainly dead. Meanwhile, in Missoula, it remains legal for a herd of people to ride their bikes on public streets without any clothes. Problem not solved. This has happened once before when the same tactics were used to attack the Speaker of the House in his attempt to require a dress code for legislators. Facing the same thing for the second time, it's time to ask how we can talk about these issues like mature and responsible adults without the conversation denigrating into school hall giggling. What can we do in discussing awkward, conflict-ridden social issues to encourage civil and mature debate? In my opinion, it begins with respect. First of all, treat those who disagree with you respectfully. If one side sets out to mock and belittle, it only earns mockery and belittling back. Equally as important, treat the issue with respect, an area of public policy that deals with parts of the human body we should talk about with gentle words and utmost seriousness. Joking only plays into the hands of critics. Finally, remember Paul's guidance in 2 Timothy when it comes to divisive and delicate political debates. He said, "I urge that we pray for those in authority so that we may live peaceful and quiet lives." Never forget to pray for the people in government, those we agree with and also those we don't. From the humblest citizen to the highest official in government, if we follow these rules, it will be harder for the critics to drive wedges. Then maybe we can solve problems in the law instead of making jokes. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.